Forever! Dog!
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Here to say, where the fuck's Veronica in a major way?
Where's she at?
Yo. Keeping it in. She texted me this morning and was like, I have a heart out.
Oh, wow. Podcast heart out, another power move.
But here's the powerful part about it. She has a heart out, but she's not here.
Yeah, she has no heart in. Yeah. Soft in, hard out.
Hard in. She's gonna love that because it's horny. So yeah, kind of. We sometimes do this episode with Veronica coming in late, and then we do it with the ghost of Veronica as we arrive.
Appropriate for this episode.
Yeah. Now,
Rolling? We're going?
I started rolling.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're in. All right.
Just because we don't want to waste your time, man. We're, you know, get in, get out. We got stuff. We got
you
stuff.
Got
to
it.
Cover.
Little time. Yeah.
Little you me time. You got guitars in the back. You got to play all those today.
Yeah. All of them. That's what I insist. Day. Every podcast, I have to play all four of those guitars and that little jackalope.
It's like you go after you're done with the podcast and you're like, oh, that was exhausting. And then you run back when you're like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Like my cat, whenever I'm like, no, he like runs to the stairs and then furiously scratches. Like, it's like, he's just like so mad and it gets pent up and he just like has to.
Yeah. They, our cat does protest poops where she'll just go in the corner and stare at us. Like, what are you going to do about this?
Eye contact?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's half like, don't look at me, I'm hideous, and half like, fuck you. But either way, I'm not going to use the litter box because that's not who
I
am.
I met your cat.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember if I was able to bridge the divide.
You charmed her. She's very personable. She's like really well behaved when people come over, unless there's food involved. She's horrible. But she really likes people. She's very social, but then she's a nightmare when people leave. She's like Michigan J. Frog. You know, she basically sings and performs all cutesy when people are here, and then people leave and she just goes over the corner and stare shits.
Michigan J. Frog. It's great. But a reverse Michigan J. Frog, because he would never do anything when people.
Yeah, there. You're right. Yeah. Frog J. Michigan.
Frog Day Michigan.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a Frog Day Michigan. So delightful talking to you, Matt.
I missed you. I feel the same. And I said it just as quickly as you did. So
cut
it
that out.
Yeah.
I really do want to know what happened to your pool, if it's still there. What's going on with it? Why would it not be still there? I don't know, but I want to know.
I guess if it got filled up, but it's funny you should mention that because literally a minute before I was on here, this is something I didn't realize. When you get a pool with a cover, you have to put a pump on top of that cover. So they give you this like pump you hook up to a hose, and the pump weights the cover down so the water sinks and it pumps it out. But ours only works on like half the cover. So I have to go out there and move it around.
Why wouldn't you just tent the cover?
You mean like put a big tent over the pool?
Well, I mean, it just seems like it would be much easier to make a cover that was like, you know, a bit of an arc so that you don't have to pump at all. And it just slides off.
I don't know. Can they do that? Because the water weight will, if it tented, it would weight down in the sides the same way. I think it's like to get the weight pressure off.
You have to have it like sort of, you can't just have it over the pool sides. It has to be like in the water somewhat.
Ours is under the like sides of the pool, the coping. So it's like collects it.
It's funny too, because it's like, you don't want water in your water.
I know. I don't understand it either. I'm just doing what I'm told. And it means me going out in the rain and moving a pump around. I did not sign on for this, but I kind of enjoy it.
No.
Look, well, who's with us.
Hi, beautiful. Oh, she's like, what's a, I texted her that thing about a hard in, and it just made, it just delayed even further.
I was like, what is a hard in?
We were joking at you. Yeah, we were joking because you're going to love this. You have, I hope, you had a hard out for your audition, and but you're late. So we were like, wow, she doesn't have a hard in.
Oh, yeah, I hate that joke.
I thought you'd like it because it sounds horny.
It, all of it sounds horny. So I like that part.
It's true. It does all sound horny.
So you like serious horny, but not jokey horny.
No.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's sort of what.
That's good to know moving forward.
Don't. Good to know.
Actually, it's just like I literally have four things going inside at the same time, and it sucks.
I know. I know you.
So I'm like.
I know. Hey, I know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know, and I'm here.
Thank you.
And I know more.
I'm really feeling this.
Two therapists competing. I know more how it is.
I know a little bit more than she does just by dint of experience and time in the field.
I feel like
this is why I didn't want to have two therapists.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
whether we know more or not, the point is I'm here 24/7.
I'm here. Somehow I'm here 25/8.
Wow. Well, and that's progress. You guys.
You.
This is so hard.
Hard-ed.
What's so hard?
Hi,
the
Matt.
Therapy? Hi, how are you?
Listening to two therapists?
Oh. Well, I can make it easier. Get rid of him.
Oh, you can't. We have a contract. We signed a deal.
a therapy
production deal. Yeah, it was a 2-year deal.
An overall deal?
Yeah.
It's a
first look at your problems.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah, but we're therapists. We're not listening.
Have you heard of the farmer who has an overall deal?
Could I offer you some therapy?
Sure.
Okay. Well, take a look at this contract. I'll put it in the chat.
My agents, you got it. Mental health. You know him from Super Ego. You know him from being on our podcast before. You know him from being the guy who moves the pump around. His many podcasts, James Bonding, his Friday the 13th podcast. And what is that one called?
It's called With Gorley and Rust now, but it's had three titles.
Okay. Well, you know. And Matt Gorley's here today with us. So.
Oh, thank you. I'll clap, Veronica. Don't worry. I got your clapping. That's all right. Are you saluting? Oh, you're.
These are my claps.
Yeah.
That's a. Okay. So we watched an episode of Star Trek, which we can talk about if we want, because we can do whatever we want because
yeah,
we're
we
in season 7. And honestly.
Yeah.
I cannot look at my face without. The reason I was sorry to keep you waiting earlier, Matt, I was unable to. I can't look at my face on Zoom without at least eyebrow.
I think you look fantastic. And
I think you have eyebrow.
No.
You have at least eyebrow. If that's your minimum, you have it.
try Glossier's new at least eyebrow.
Oh. I just wanted to say, because you're also offset to the side like a headshot because you have this gray background. You two look better than I've seen anyone look on Zoom, and I do about 8 of these a day.
So
you do about 8 a day?
It's ridiculous.
And who are all these ugly bitches?
They're dead to me is who they are now. I didn't know it could be like this.
Well, it'd be like this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to record the whole podcast like this.
Oh, yeah. 2. And I went, and then my headphone
you can't.
Thing. Stopped me from going back.
You gotta go behind a tree. That would be a cool Zoom filter if you could put a tree right here just like, and oh, and peeking hands up on the tree.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to hold your hands up all the time. You're just sort of like.
Yeah. This just looks like I'm about to French kiss someone. This somebody. Is disgusting.
Yeah. You want a French kiss? It's like, why are your hands there?
Why do I look like 20s Dracula?
It looks like you really do look haunted. Just maybe you're Ronin type.
That's a good, ooh, Ronin.
Wait,
ghost
I have
fuck
question boy. Because you guys probably watched this show in your very formative years. Did this Ronin ever inform your idea of like the romantic ideal? Was this like, this is
a
the
romantic
man?
No, I didn't even watch. I didn't think I caught this episode in my formative years.
Too bad.
This might even be one of the episodes I've seen before.
What?
Yeah.
This is one of the episodes that I was really looking forward to seeing again. Fake Scotland.
Well, that's why I booked back for it, because we had some fans like reach out to us and they're like, I can't wait till you get to this episode. And I was like, we gotta get a pro.
This 100-year-old woman dating this 30-year-old ghost?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, he's not 30 at all.
No.
He's a succubus.
He's like at least 45.
He's 800.
Yeah, I looked it up. He was born in 52, and he's 42.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him. As an 42. Actor, you know, I think men don't, you know, they need to be allowed to age.
Yeah, especially
you
in the 90s.
You see him at a distance, and then you hear his voice, and his voice is like, you know, I'm 30. And then he's like, Beverly. And you're like, well.
I'm 30.
I just graduated college.
Uh-oh, dirty 30s.
I watch 30-something and really identify.
A bit of a millennial here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really not. It's a very old voiced 30-year-old person. I never even saw this episode in the first time around. So my romantic inclinations were influenced by this show, but only in terms of my crush on Wesley and Data.
So, oh, okay. Wow. That's
which,
a
like,
spectrum.
Physicality,
there.
I was like, okay, I like men. For a long time, I like men who look like lesbians. And then
I like men who look like they have skirts too.
And then attitude wise, yeah, exactly, skirts. And then attitude wise, I like just like benevolent, but emotionally unavailable to the point of excess.
Programmed to comply.
Programmed to comply. Yeah, so that was like my dating for my entire history until I, you know.
Yeah, with it like a clammy pallor is optional, but it certainly helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
That choice. Clammy pallor is
almost
so gross.
Pearlescent.
An abalone like skin.
And I would have wished that they were always super strong. Just like randomly.
That's you want my favorite. That. Okay.
That's my favorite thing about Data is that he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he's just like lifting them, throwing them. But this episode, no, I had not seen it.
I like a good, I like a good like dead eye apology. Sorry, I just meant to say that.
Like a.
Do you ever receive them?
I'm sorry.
Matt, have you ever received them?
Seen what?
Dead eye. Received a dead eye apology?
Oh, yeah. Most days.
Yeah, you're quarantining with your spouse.
Yeah. One of us is dead eye apologizing at all times. And the other one, the response is a eye roll or something. Yeah.
And that's a relationship, man.
Yeah. What's the I feel like Veronica, your spouse and you are just like very much in separate rooms most of the time.
We're both, thankfully, we both have an understanding that we both need to not be around the other. So we're
it's more roommates. Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, great meeting. literally halfway through his sentence, I'll be like, amazing meeting you. And then I'll just GTFO. He'll do the same to me. And we both laugh like, you know, all the way to hell.
Yeah.
All the way to hell. But it works, you know, it just works. I don't know how it happens with you and Garrett. If someone's sensitive about that.
Yeah. I think we both like have our periods at different times, but it's okay. He gets out. He leaves all the time.
Where is he going?
He goes and plays tennis. Well, it's been raining, but he plays tennis with his friends all the time.
Wow. That's nice.
Constantly. Yeah. Cause it's like a socially distant sport. You play in the sunlight and it's pretty safe.
If there's someone who didn't stop at all during quarantine, it was all tennis players. Like I have tennis courts right next to me and no quarantine ever happened there.
Yeah. If anything, they ramped up. We have a tennis court on our street, not like a municipal one. Someone just has one and they're out there all the time. And we're like, is that the people that live there? Or are they just leasing it out and like making money hand over fist? And they're like profiteering on this quarantine.
Airbnb tennis.
Yes. That's exactly what. Yeah.
Frankly, I looked it up. I'm ready for this. I'm ready to be a, you know, Airbnb anywhere.
That's a good idea.
Tennis. Mm. It is. Yeah. The tennis players here are always like, they have the ball and, you know, you just like, you barely touch it. So it's very socially distanced, but they're mostly like, it's just like, I've seen them wipe their like, sweats and then like do this.
Like Hockaloo.
You still share the ball. Like, I don't know what the social distance. You're still.
Yeah, but you don't touch your face after you touch the ball. Also, they say that foamates don't really.
I've consistently touched my face during this time. And okay, afterwards, well then what do
you... Me too.
Afterwards, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Me too. But what is. Well, you just said a sentence and then stopped halfway through. Foamates don't really. And I don't know what that means. And now I feel like I lost some vital information for my survival.
Well, I think that I've heard enough.
No. No. I have a heart out and I need to know.
What did I say?
No, foamates are like the things on surfaces that transfer the virus. And they say that there's no cases that have been traced back to foamates. It's all aerosols. Like aerosols are what are infecting people. So
it's actually about the actual distance between each other.
While we are careful to not like literally touch, you can't, if you touch somebody else's face, nozzle, touch your own face nozzle, it would definitely transfer. But like, since it's surfaces, they don't know how long it lives on surfaces. And even so, they haven't been able to trace any. Wow. That's what I've heard.
Okay. And you're my new Fauci.
Thank you. My personal trainer is my fucking doctor. Oh, that's gorgeous. Why is it not? It's a coffin on the edge of the
Enterprise.
Spaceships.
The Enterprise. This part of the ship. So I'm showing you all at home. I'm showing you from the book of the posters that I have.
Well, you're not. If you're at home, you can't see.
Yeah.
She's if you're lying in the car, maybe you will be able to.
Yeah.
So what? It's this. Why would you be able to in the car?
That's less likely.
It's location based. It's a,
what? You gonna, this part is. Are you going to just randomly go to your window and.
They drew this part. Wait. I'm using my pinky to point.
Yeah.
We drew this. The bottom part of the Enterprise, they turn it into a coffin for this like reimagined poster of the episode.
I have a book of the posters. Maybe if I have to really nerd out.
What would you call this part of the ship? The bottom, the back part of the ship that has two little wings. Two little.
The haunches is what I would call it.
The little pregnancy tests.
Yes.
The two pregnancy tests.
Ding, 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 ding. It was a test and you passed it.
Thank you. Oh, okay. I'm pregnant.
Pregnancy test. Well,
Jordy, check the nacelle array in the pregnancy test.
It's a blue line, Captain. With a plus sign and a happy face. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, Jordy. I'm oddly moved.
Data, your progesterone levels are off the charts.
Congratulations.
Data's. They just added that to his programming for no reason.
Would you mind if I had a look under the hood?
I have. So
can you hear this, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so loud.
Very much so.
Are you just on an aluminum industrial drafting desk or something?
It sounds like it, right? Yeah. I hate it.
Are you a 50s teacher?
Yeah.
Are you a 50s teacher?
Oh, could you be a 50s teacher?
I really wish I had my soundboard because I would do a musical interlude right now. Are you a 50s teacher? Have you noticed, maybe Skylar can add it, some funny 50s.
Are you or someone
afterwards.
You know a 50s teacher? Maybe it's time to talk to your clergyman.
Welcome, class.
Welcome, Mrs. Wetterland. Wait, thank you. Why did I welcome
like,
you?
That kid is like later on, he's like at his locker, like, winking me, Mrs. Wetterland, idiot.
God, why would I say that? She's never going to like me now. And if I know anything from the Star Trek New Generation episode Sub Rosa, is age does not matter.
Yeah, they just blew past. They're like, not only does age not matter, but our even casting decisions. Oh, thank you, Skylar. Oh, I love you.
Wow. Okay. What is going on here?
Let's see every window Skylar has open.
Yeah, right. Let's examine. Mm-hmm.
We're here with Matt Gourley, and we're going to talk about the episode called Sub Rosa.
Why don't you do the Netflix synopsis?
Yes. So let me get out of this stupid screen.
Are either of your friends, you only have two, a 50s teacher? Well, now there's a pill you can take to watch Star Trek The Next Generation without dealing with your friends calling you on the phone because they're from the 50s and they don't have the ability to text you. Matt, do you want to...
That's the main thing.
Do a part?
Yeah.
Can we add?
Yes, I do. Just call Starfleet 6500 and...
Wait till the music starts, Matt. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Have you and your friends recently not become friends and you've placed all your misplaced anxiety onto your teacher in a kind of romantic slash sexual way? That's okay. It's okay to do that. It's natural to have a crush on your teacher, especially in the 50s. Hell, my name's actually Matt Gourley and I believe my great-great-grandfather married his student, Mary Kelty. If I'm not mistaken.
She's haunted your family ever since.
She has. She's here tonight.
That's a hot ghost.
Mary? I guess clothes don't make it to the afterlife.
Everybody pull a note out, a sheet of paper and a pencil.
This is exactly word for word how I thought this recording was going to go.
Not a misplaced word.
I think every guest that we've had is thrown off at some point or the entire time.
Well, I just thank you guys for sticking to the script.
Okay. We have had multiple guests throughout the course of this show ask us, is this
a real podcast?
A real podcast.
Yeah, I remember this from the first time learning that. Now I feel comfortable understanding that it is.
I like that about it. It's my favorite part about it.
I do
but
too.
But everybody, some people are like,
no.
Are we?
This is good.
It really cracks me up to see a guest be confused. I should have more etiquette and blah, blah, blah.
Really true. You even stopped caring about saying type synonyms for etiquette.
About finishing with my idea.
I know words are not important in podcasts, so don't worry about
One thing I know for sure.
All I do
you
is
tell
like
your mom words aren't important.
Charade gestures, show you posters.
Something about foamates, and then I'm out of here.
I've had enough out of you, Matt.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
All right, let's go to our first clip.
Okay, let's talk about this.
And I forgot why.
Wait, let's talk about this.
Well, you can talk about it while we put. He needs a second to put the clip in order. So
okay, let's talk about this. She's gonna keep saying, Beverly Crusher attends her grandmother's funeral, but a mysterious entity that inhabited her grandmother is now focusing on her. You know, it's weird. Yesterday, I was seeing videos of, you know, that in Judaism, you before, like, well, once you die, someone has to stay with the body the entire time. Ooh, that's a hot cat.
It is a good looking cat.
It is a good looking cat. And that pose was just perfect. Are they talking right now?
Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
Yeah, just yesterday, you know, like, in Jewish tradition, you stay with a dead body until you bury it. And so there's people who volunteer for that. And it's like anonymous. So I was watching videos of what I just haven't stopped thinking about that since I knew about it. And I just was like, what happens with the body? And yesterday I was watching videos of how they prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Anyway.
Wow.
I love that you were like, wait, we can't go into this episode of Star Trek before we see
it. I'm just saying, I wasn't like the dead body that they use is it's a dummy and it looks exactly like this grandma. So I wasn't expecting to see last night and now this morning, just like back to back, just old ladies in graves. And it's
yo,
just like a lot
back
for me.
To back.
All oh. ladies in graves.
Oh,
all ladies in graves.
Graves.
Little ladies be talking in graves.
Graves. Oh,
I'll find the trap music so that the next time
ladies,
we break into song.
Okay.
And I have a auxiliary plug in here, Skylar, so maybe it'll even work. But
Matt, I want to know about you in this episode. How you feeling? How you
any takeaways?
How you vibing?
Well, I'm really all in on this, like, theme park Scotland, this kind of like virtual Scotland.
I both
in like the world of Star Trek and also just the production of this show and how that seems right up my alley and I could live there. There's something about it being a set too, that it's kind of artificial, that makes me want to be there even more. I don't know what it is.
Like it's
about this one,
Rainforest Cafe Scotland.
Yes. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love shit like that. It's like when Disney
it.
World has really good high production. Like the great thing about Disney World, and I do think that Florida should be sunk into the ocean. But
hey, I was born there and never went
back.
Yeah,
but we got you out. We got what we needed out of Florida. We extracted you.
Thank you.
We got to get all of Miami, its own island.
Own highways. Its own, we should just sue like long Miami highways that go right to the ocean.
And I know there's good people in Florida and they're listening right now and they're like, hey. And I'm like, guys, you get it more than the rest of us.
Now get out.
Yeah.
Now get the fuck out of Flo. So, but this Disney World experience, as very specific, like when you're in line for a ride, like there's just this like magical, they just have constructed this so much like art, set decor, you know?
Yeah.
Like is every detail. And it's just like so fun to be there. I love that.
Yeah.
So,
it looks so awesome. It looks exactly like colonists went to a different galaxy and created a Scotland.
Stubborn as hell.
Yeah.
And then they all transferred their accents too. They were like, no, we're doing this right. We're doing this the way. And they just
think about it. Like none of them grew up in the Scottish Highlands.
I know. So they check in now and then with Earth to see like how they're sounding, I guess.
Yeah, because what's the star date here? Where are we?
I'll tell you in no time. As soon as I get the stupid screen out of my face.
Because its accents evolve. I don't think it would even exist anymore.
We're talking star date. We're talking star date. Oh, damn. Yeah, wait. I thought I was going to find it so quick.
Well,
date.
You keep trying.
Okay, this is 47488.2.
What is, like 47, 40, Wait, what? How many years from now is this?
Not, I'm gonna say what's not. it's 400 years in the future. What start date is today? Let's ask Google that first. Okay.
But it's funny that they chose, like, I guess mid-century Scotland, as opposed to not 2100 Scotland.
Okay, here we go.
Would seem just as quaint.
Yeah.
400 years from now.
I know. It's
so
strange.
What year you want to know today? Let's see. Today is 2021. And it's the 29th of January, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't need to know down to the hour.
Well, I do.
Start date calculator.
Rap music?
Yeah.
Okay, so today.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
Okay, today we're in start date. Yep.
Scotland.
Okay, start date. 74545.
What does that mean, though? That's
okay. I'm gonna link you guys. Here's what I'm gonna do. Here's the link to the star date calculator.
I like y'all can click on Veronica as a teacher, like giving. She gives it one try.
Where's Miss Wetterlin? I don't understand what Miss Orsaria is saying.
She's like, okay, this is how the society, this is how the economic system works today. And they're like, I don't get it. And you're like, okay, look it up yourself.
Here's like a book. Second. Oh, wait, I have to tell you this story. Okay, I think I can say this, that a guy who worked on something around our house was meeting with Shia LaBeouf to put in a pool. This guy who did ours. And he was meeting with him and saying, what kind of pool do you want? And he's looking at his house, which was kind of Mediterranean. And he couldn't lock Shia LaBeouf down. And then Shia LaBeouf came out with a biography of a Bauhaus artist and said, read this. Everything you need to know is in here.
No.
And it wasn't even like a architectural book. It was just a biography of this guy. And the contractor was like, what?
Also, if you're so like obsessed with high concept design, don't get a contractor.
No. Get a Bauhaus artist.
Hire a landscape designer.
Yeah.
Who can talk to the contractor for you and not be insane?
But doesn't that sound just right in line with what you think of Shia LaBeouf?
It sounds exactly. Yeah.
In fact, when I was dating him and I was like, what do you want to do in the bedroom? He just handed me this Bauhaus book.
Yeah.
He's got a stack of them. He accidentally ordered like 4,000 of them on Amazon.
That's his calling card.
Okay. He was going to order 40.
First scene I chose of this episode is the scene where up until this point, Beverly has gone to the funeral of her grandmother. Beverly's mom is dead, by the way. And buried a grandma. And now she's hanging out in the house. She's decided to go upstairs and read some of her grandmother's journal. And then this happens. Guy walks in, looks at a candle. He's like, fuck this.
He handles the candle as if it's not fire.
I want to be so high and mighty with me, Beverly Hall Crusher.
Wow.
I spent more time here in the past 5 years than ye have in the past 20.
How do you know who I am?
I'm Ned Quint. I took care of your grandmother's house and her affairs.
Nana never mentioned you.
Oh, there's lots of things he didn't talk about.
Why?
That candle has brought nothing but misery and bad luck to your grandmother.
Look, Mr. Quint, I don't know what your relationship was with my grandmother, but this is my house now, and these are my things.
That candle has been a curse on your family for generations.
That's what I do to my cat all the time.
Listen to me right now. Do away with it. Now give it to me.
This is a family heirloom, and I intend to keep it. Now, would you please get out of my house? Now!
Line by line, me and my cat.
The same stubborn fools. I wash my hands of it now. You stay on in this house and you keep that damn candle. I'll not be responsible for what happens.
Get out.
It's just, I know a lot of this is visual, but this scene is so poorly choreographed. It's so awkward and like the door getting pushed open and she's just like, ugh. It's just every movement that everybody makes feels unbelievable because like he could easily overpower her. It feels like, and it's just strange. And he keeps almost doing it.
The crankiest bitches. They're both so ready to fight all the way.
There's like a weird, like the, what is it? Like Lady Doth protests too much sexual energy between them of like, maybe they're the real lovers. Well, it's you know?
I feel like Gates did not like this guy.
No, clearly.
It's kind of jumping off the page to me that there was something going on
let's
set.
Let's see
Gates was like, I don't want to have to work with this motherfucker. His fake Scottish accent sucks. Even though it might've been real.
It's hard to say.
He sounds good.
Damn candle.
The whole house is going to burn down.
I couldn't hear nothing to do.
Do you guys happen to spot any names in the gravestones? Because there are jokes in there.
There are?
There's not.
Yeah.
What
they
are they?
They have McFly. They have Vader.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Come on.
In the scene in the cemetery?
In the cement. Whoa, that's good ice. That's good ice that you're drinking there.
Yeah. Oh, that's good ice.
Good sound.
I thought you were saying to Alice, like good ice, like good spotting.
Yeah. That's good ice.
Ice in my glass, and I'm kicking lots of ass on a podcast fast. And I gotta say my words. Gotta get them out. Gotta make them real flout. Gotta brag and boast. Gotta eat some cinnamon toast. Gotta drink my water. Water. Ooh, water's English for wetter. Wetterland. Osario.
Ow. Rio in English
everybody
river.
Everybody at the club is like.
Everyone at the club is just slowly like loosen their face in their mouth.
Maybe you can find the gravestone, Skylar. It's sorry, I know you had it all queued up to my perfect to the second. But
okay, look at this. There's a teacher from the 50s. Look at this. Property master Alan Sims was surprised during the filming of this episode when the actress chosen to play Felisa Howard turned out to be Ellen Albertini Dow, his college drama teacher.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's the props master or the property master?
The property master.
What's a property master?
The guy who probably they dress this, the cemetery in his property.
That's a props master.
Airbnb,
for property?
Yeah. You didn't know? I was. you're having the most banal epiphany a human has ever had right now.
Wait, props is short.
It is.
For?
Properties.
Proper respect.
No, that's Urban Dictionary.
No.
Yeah, that's Urban Dictionary.
It's English that stack exchange. A theatrical property.
A prop is something you carry.
A theatrical property.
Costume is something on your body, and a set dressing is something you don't carry. Right?
About.
Let's see. I don't know. I can't. I can't think of what you just said.
Can I show you guys something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a tiny menino?
It is a menino. All right. Can you see this? This is what was happening while I was watching this episode. A bird saw its reflection in this like kick plate on our door and started fighting with itself.
Oh, that's. Oh, my God.
You can hear the episode.
He doesn't even know how beautiful he is. He's like, I got to fight him. He's too good. You're too good. Oh. Wait.
Poor guy.
That's the music from the episode right now.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear that music?
No.
Oh, because I didn't share my sound. Hold on. I'm also going to share another
Maybe
one.
It's coming from the candle and only you can hear it.
Oh, my God. Wait a sec. Sorry.
This little tiny cat mouth.
Ooh, look at Nugget.
Oh, look at that.
Wait, what is that? What's that cat? Look at his nose.
So pink.
Don't tell me we're not posting these on the Patreon. This is.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, this one doesn't have the episode, but watch.
Of course.
My cat's on the other side of the door freaking out.
Of course. Of course he's there freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's blowing my little tiny pea brain.
Your bird brain.
my bird.
I'm subscribed to the bird watching society from my neighborhood on YouTube.
Wait, we do bird watching too. Also, my recording stops, Skylar. I'm sorry, I restarted it. Whenever I like share my screen, it stops. I apologize.
Whenever I share my screen, I have to do this.
Whenever I share my screen.
And I'm not gonna share a screen anymore.
Get your own screen.
That's good.
Skylar.
That's good. That's good stuff. Get your own Kirby.
I don't want to share my screen. It's mine. Get your own. I hate you.
I hate you. Oh, I hate you right back.
You're not even from fake Scotland in the future.
I could be from fake Scotland for sure.
What are your credentials?
Yeah. What are your credentials?
Prove it to two totally authentic Scots.
I can prove it.
Oh, very good.
Oh, so the effect supervisor of this episode was extremely concerned about, he was like.
Effects means effects, Allison.
Special effects, like effects. he was like, how to do purposeful, borderline erotic ephemerals to look like it's caressing and hugging Beverly without looking ridiculous.
That scene. All I could think about was her shooting that without the special effects on that chair, where she's like just by herself having to just get sensual for a long time.
That's how I do in the groceries anyway. That's how I live.
Free groceries.
That's how I'm like,
I don't need a coupon.
Because I do bio checks, which is like you ask your body if it wants things.
Do you want anything from me?
My body's like,
I've got a question for you.
Specifically you, shoulder. I haven't heard from you in a while.
What about sternum?
No, you'd like some vitamin C.
Sternum, you've checked out. C. I don't even think I know you anymore.
You've changed. Oh, yes. We all know what you want, Gluteus Maximus. Gluteus Maximus.
Oh, you're so much better than me. All right. So this is the scene where they're doing girls talk.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly. I was in bed. Oh. But there wasn't another person in my dream. It was more like a presence. You said you felt a touch.
Uh-oh.
A pair of hands.
Oh,
they were moving across my skin.
There's a guy sitting there, and they're like, could you?
Yes. And there was a voice, a man. He whispered my name.
He sounded like he was definitely
was
in his 30s.
I knew him. Barely. He knew exactly how I liked to be touched.
Like this!
I've ever had.
Are my hands a little dry?
The sensations were very real. And extremely arousing.
Are you feeling my pronounced knuckles?
I'm just so sad that I'm a woman, and this is particularly an interesting episode for me. I'm like, I'm juiced up by.
Oh, you're juiced up, baby.
Yeah.
I'm juiced up by this like hot gossip, and I'm juiced up by like Beverly being fully unafraid of just like being in 10-4, like. I kind of had an orgasm with a nothing last night to her friends, just like fearlessly.
Does this show get awesome? This sensual? This
is the set. I think this is the horniest.
I think
Star Trek. I've ever been.
Star Trek is pretty horny, but I've never seen someone.
It's
like...
It's always implied and like below the surface, but this is the most like
they're pretty.
Overt.
Yeah, they're pretty.
It's sub rosa. This is like the one time it comes up.
Sub rosa.
I want to talk about. Rick and Michael, the showrunners, were very distrustful of the story, but this is a freelance writer, a woman who pitched it. And they were like, the original spec script was that there had been aliens throughout history on Earth who had possessed people, and they were responsible for much of what we call supernatural paranormal events. But the showrunners were still distrustful because they were like, this is a romance novel in space, and we are going to be, the possibility for embarrassment was monumental. But then they were like,
that's quite sucks. A statement. You could just say like, what if this doesn't work? But no, the possibilities of embarrassment are monumental. Here's my report.
And then they said, they knew it would work because they say it's a different kind of story for Star Trek and it is a romance, but we do have women in our audience and women do traditionally respond to romantic stories.
Oh. Hey,
I hate this entire paragraph.
Here's my analysis. Yeah, exactly. The results are in. The possibility for embarrassment is monumental.
But we do have women in the audience.
You know what's so fucking pissing me off about that? You know what's so fucking pissing me off?
Go. Hey, go.
You know what's so fucking pissing me off about that? Get over here. Is the idea that they are like catering to a female audience and doing it in a way that they know that they might embarrass themselves. And then that is the thing in a fucking series of 7 seasons of some of the most stupidly poorly written scripts I've ever like just B plots just disappearing into thin air and like characters that are so badly acted. And there's so many things to be embarrassed by on this series. Than to be like, oh, we can't do this. It's yeah. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty dumb.
Like,
it's pretty dumb that they are like, oh, come on, man. Like, fuck you.
Exactly. Thank you.
I agree.
I think you said it best. Sometimes I think I have a third cat.
I would just really like to see Riker or someone be possessed by an erotic ghost,
yeah,
you know, and it's still like a male, it's still a dude, you know, it's just
they should all get possessed at once and have like a bridge orgy.
a bridge orgy. This is a Star Trek I need. This is a Star Trek that they never gave me.
Do you guys ever do any like erotic Star Trek fan fiction or something? It seems like
I do.
You do?
Yeah, you want to see some?
Yeah. Oh, see it.
Wait.
I had no idea.
First am I going to have to read it? Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what she's talking about.
She left the frame. I don't know what we're in for.
There's that show, erotic fan fiction, that is a comedy show.
Yeah.
Have you done that show?
No.
It's super fun. It's of the greatest. I love it so much. But
I bet.
It's very good. And I think I did the Geico Gecko one time. That's the only one I remember.
This one is called Sad in the Holodeck Part 1.
When did you write this?
This is... Wow. This is
artwork. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, wow.
Yeah, no, there's the story.
Oh, my God. When did you do this?
At some point during the blurry months of May, August.
Veronica, before you share this any further, I just wanted to say that according to my calculations, if this isn't good, the possibility for embarrassment
is monumental. Monumental.
This show has been spotless.
I've never seen
it
that way.
Trek in the City has never had a problem.
Oh, are you sure you want to take this risk? You're not going to read it?
No, it's Veronica. It looks so incredible. Like, well, it looks beautiful.
It does.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
So you're an artist.
I'm going to read a little bit. Wait, there's more. This is a part 2. I haven't finished it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a clear story.
Okay.
I used my face, but I used another silhouette.
Wow, that's incredible.
This is Sad in the Holodeck Part 2. Look at it. It's a tricorder.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready, baby.
So amazing.
Yeah, let's lay it on us.
Wait.
Wait, should I get my green smoke mist?
And so it says,
what's
here?
That?
That's what you get possessed by when you.
But will you ever leave me? Please leave me.
Wow.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And then it says, wait.
We could be sharing this on the Patreon, you know?
This
could be like primo.
So this is a character that I have that is my clown called Cherry. But so I put her in everywhere. And so this is Cherry. Writing, but it's Cherry and obviously in Star Trek.
Okay.
So she says, it was a weird time for me. I was not sure of who I was anymore. No one knew anymore. So that's the tagline. And then it says, everything that was going on outside was slowly becoming irrelevant. I was now meant to go to live in my own, by my own self. Damn. Why now? Last time I saw my lover was right before the Tyrellian plague. He disappeared in his shuttle forever. and suddenly I was confined with my own ghosts. I have lived in mad amounts of planets, and this damn sadness always came along. Wait. Alice is like about to cry.
Yeah.
What is
this? We're all so enthralled.
Okay. By the time we began the quarantine, because it's her alien plague, my sadness and shock were just having their fifth baby, and they all came along as well.
Wow.
I started going to the holodeck initially at regular hours, but now I have the stats for times of days so I can maximize my amount of time spent. I needed my heart fixed heart. It was so slow and innocent at first, but it became very real very fast. I told the computer to put me in a romantic story, and I described it. I described my ex-lover. I knew that it wouldn't be too healthy, but everything was so fresh. I needed it to understand, to still have a little more time together without my heart burning. This is Star Trek fanfiction. I'm like actually wrote Star Trek fanfiction, guys.
You did do it.
You did.
Yeah, I did. It this is like then the
when
part two.
Did you coming. Write this? Because I'm wondering how mad I have to be about how you've been keeping it from me.
Yeah, look the at accomplishment. This silhouette. The lack of embarrassment is monumental.
The lack of embarrassment.
And that was yes. my main concern. I was like, my lack of embarrassment is monumental.
Yeah. That's the way it should be. All erotic fan fiction should be written completely devoid face. Of embarrassment. Yeah.
Yes. Unless embarrassment is your kink.
Right. And then we're not judging you if that
Ted
is.
Cruz.
So the last thing I'm going to read is, I should have known how dangerous of a game I was playing. I was just hurt. Mm-hmm. When I finished describing my lover, the computer told me the story does not begin with us knowing each other. We had to meet. Oh. And then.
Wow. I like the computer intervention.
Yeah.
The computer is, yeah, of course, because it's Veronica Reality, so everything's a little bendy.
He's like a sex agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the sex agent.
Maybe that's the setups. I'm like, computer, be part of it.
Computer? Yes, I will. I thought you'd never ask.
I need a sex agent.
One who takes more than 10%.
Yo, I need a 10%
of my shit. 10% of my share.
10% is just the tip. I want it all. I want it all. Put it in. Feed it. Input data. Input data. Read out. Read out.
Say you got a hard in. Prince got a hard out. Prince. Got a hard middle too. Got a hard 25%. Stats. 25%. Got an agent and a manager, a lawyer, and they're all so sexy.
And here I am thinking the song was going to be about sexy things.
No, it's no. just
it was
just
about the business
industry
side.
Terms.
The fucking industry. Yeah.
The least sexy.
Got an overall deal like a farmer. All right, I had to put that in there.
This is the song, the most misleading song. They're like sex agent featuring Matt Gourley.
We're going to market it. It's going to be full of sex on the poster, and then we'll get people to buy it. And it's PG. It's PG.
All just
like
pages of contract.
And then, yeah, it's just going to be like an industry seminar. What did you look for?
Welcome to my TED Talk on understanding the acting business. My name's Matt Gourley, and this is Sex Agent. Well, okay, fun is fun. Let's walk that back because this isn't that kind of thing. Okay.
Humiliated. Oh. That's my kink. I'm Ted Cruz.
I'll type it out. I'll type it out. The fanfic. We'll post the sex agent story. We'll type out the fanfic. All for the Patreon.
A lot of extras on this one.
Speaking of heart out, Veronica has to go in a little bit. So let's watch the clippity clip.
Okay. I can't believe I have to go.
The next clippity clip is the fog. I thought this was funny. There's fog on the Enterprise.
Who is this guy that's like from Whoville?
It's true. He's the guy who speaks so weird. Fake
there appears to be a dense suspension of water vapor, approximately 1 degree Celsius. Fog. It just sort of rolled in on us, sir. There has been
hilarious.
A malfunction in the ship's environmental control. We've traced the problem to the power transfer beam. There's some sort of feedback coming from one of the colony's weather substations.
Picard doesn't know about the fog because he's actually French.
But they have fog.
No, France does. France does. Not oh, only does France not have fog, they've had it kept a secret from them. So don't say anything.
So
yeah, okay. It's true. Yeah.
We should probably cut that out.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, cut it out because I don't know if you have French listeners, but it's just a kind of a world pact.
All our French listeners out there.
Yeah.
Just don't get offended.
A world pact.
How we've kept it. Like, it's incredible that, you know,
going this whole
you know
time.
The movie The Fog?
Yeah.
That's never been shown, never been released. Yeah.
That's crazy.
French people are kept in the dark.
Yeah.
That's almost like how people in Alaska don't know about American football.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. No wow. one up there knows. That
oh,
it's
my
thing.
God. Oh,
they just
wow.
don't.
Gothic.
They don't even know about the 48 other states. Apparently, they know about one other one. I guess they know about Hawaii.
I'm just going to say.
They just think they're in a pact with Hawaii. Yeah.
That Ronin ghost was hotter when he wasn't like a man. Because once he had yeah. a face, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have picked somebody hot, but they just definitely didn't.
No.
They were like, if you have kind of sunken eyes, a little bit of a skull-shaped face.
He's just whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of gaunt.
Yeah, he's a little gaunt. It's not like fun gaunt. You know, somebody's fun gaunt, like yeah. Christopher Walken or whatever.
His face is a little passé.
Do you like, think like in the 90s that he was a little more hot? Like this was kind of a thing?
I guess. But they had Bill Paxton
like,
in the 90s.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, had they not could've... seen Bill Paxton, the hottest man alive?
He's the go-to example.
I mean, I'm no Bill Paxton. Brad Pitt says that.
So this is funny because they had to deal with like religious stuff. So they said the episode alludes to the preservation of religious traditions in a secularized yeah. form. And I really like that. So like instead of. When they do the Anglican burial services, the governor says, sure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life. And so they change it for sure and certain hope that her memory will be kept alive within us
yeah.
all. I like that. I like the idea, like, cause that's what Reformed Judaism is. They're just like, we'll do the traditions, but there's no.
Interesting. Thought. And is it that because the idea was that in this timeline it had been reformed?
I don't know. I don't know why Star Trek was like, I don't know. I guess to like be,
God forbid they think
futuristic
about it.
Or
They're
something.
Like, this episode's an embarrassment anyway. We don't have to think
yeah.
about it. Monumental.
I don't want any more time spent on it. Get it out. Get it behind us.
Have the janitor finish writing it.
So what is a sub rosa? What is a sub rosa?
Doesn't that mean like under the surface?
Under the rose.
Or I'm thinking of like subterranean. Yeah. Right.
Well, I refuse to look it up.
Under the
yeah,
rose.
Me.
An expression rosa. Meaning secretly.
Oh, happening or done in secret.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh. Oh, illicit sub rosa green mist sex. Yeah. That's my kink. That's my kink.
So the episode says the woman was 100 years old at her time of death. But the episode dates that they have... She's born in 2291, which would make her only about 79.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
It's so dumb.
My grandmother was 100 years old.
No, like, I'm no, not. Bitch. No one did the math.
I'm cross-country skiing. Yeah, jump to the last clip.
I just re-roofed the house.
So the production staff noted that the fan response to the episode was split along gender lines, with men hating Sub Rosa and women loving it. So fucking dumb.
Why even measure it?
Well, I'm a man and I can tell you that I hated it.
I hate you.
I was told before I went into this that I had to hate it.
Oh,
there's a wow. there's like a group in a what do you call those rooms where people get. Where you go and you get a survey done.
Like a focus group?
Focus group. It's like a focus group and it's all women. Yeah. And the guy walks in and he's like, oh, sorry, you must want me in here.
Before we begin, hated it!
We're talking about douchebags in here. Oh, like physical douchebags.
Like the actual thing.
Yeah.
Oh, never. I've never had use for one. Hate it.
Oh, okay. Well, this, I suppose that makes sense. If you don't have a vagina, then to be in here makes a little less sense. Or
Who says I don't have a vagina?
Well, I'm wondering if you do or don't, because you've never had use for a douche.
So you are asking if I have a vagina?
It's weird that this...
You guys? Yes.
I just realized it's weird that this focus group is called douchebag focus group, because douches really don't, unless you're using it as a pejorative, you don't really say the douchebag part. It's this douche.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
just realizing that.
Just, I mean, just getting back to my question, I do have a vagina, but I do not douche. Okay. It's not good for you. It's a myth.
Well, then I feel like you're welcome in this focus group.
Thank you. All right. Loved it.
Wait, how'd you change your...
You know, you guys know about Pope Joan?
No, I do not.
Pope Joan was a woman who made it, and she got elected as a pope, and she fooled everyone. And
what?
Then,
like Tootsie?
Yeah.
But reverse Tootsie?
But yeah, and real. In like real wait, life.
Like the big pope? What?
She became the pope. And what? Then people realized that afterward, after the Pope Tootsie, after the fact, they Skylar said Pope Tootsie. After the fact, they realized she was a woman. And after that, forever, the tradition is that every time they elect a pope, they sit him so that they can see the balls. They sit him on a thing with a hole so that they can actually tickle his balls and make sure.
Okay, no, hold on. No, hold on. They tickle his balls? That's the test? And does he have to react?
That's what I would do.
Wait, when was this?
Well, let's try to figure out how to separate out what you would do from what actually is going on.
When was this? When was this that they tickle a pope's balls to figure out that he's not a lady?
Pope Joan, did you know?
Was this? No, I didn't.
You just can't start the story over.
No, you can't. That's not, here's a book. Read it. Go do your own work.
It's a legend.
Mrs. Arsario's class.
Supposedly it's a legend. I don't think it is a legend. So it's in the Middle Ages.
It's definitely a legend.
Dude.
Oh,
of course it's
Middle Ages.
It was made a legend. None of those popes want them to know that a woman made it.
Right. That's true. That's a good point.
Hmm.
I'm looking it up.
Okay,
we're
going to
watch the last clip, though. Because
Let's watch it. Beverly in her robes.
What do you want?
Well, I hope to meet your new friend, Ronan.
He's not here.
Well, perhaps I could wait if you don't mind. I'm really anxious to meet this remarkable young man who has swept away not just one, but two of the Howard women.
Harry's 30.
Jealousy doesn't suit you, Jean-Luc.
Have you changed the color of your eyes?
I just grew tired of the other color. Don't you think it suits me?
I think that I preferred your eyes the way they were before. I think I preferred you the way you were before, Beverly.
Well, this is the way I am now. And this is my life. I've made my decision and I'm not going to change my mind, so please leave me alone.
Oh, no. There's
something grabbing
wrong here.
Wow.
Beverly, this is more than just an obsessive love affair that has got out of hand. Tell me, why is it that no one has seen this Ronin except you? All right, Captain. Here I am.
Oh, wow.
I'm quite spry, as you know.
Yeah.
30 being my age.
Notice I don't use the handrails.
I believe Beverly asked you to leave her alone.
He looks like a Simpsons
so, you're
character.
He does.
Where are you from?
Futurama, too.
Earth, Scotland. How long have you been on Kaldos? All that matters is that I'm here now.
Originally from Scotland.
Beverly and I plan to be together for the rest of our lives.
And listen to rock and roll
Data,
music.
Go ahead, Data.
I'm young,
Captain,
you see.
We've located the source of the energy residual. It appears to be concentrated within Felisa Howard's
I do
coffin.
Love the sound of that Doja
Captain,
Cat.
We'd like permission to examine the body.
You can't do that. Leave her alone.
Does
Why
it look
not?
Like they took...
What are you afraid
space
of?
From his chin and put it on his forehead. Like
yeah,
he has,
it does. That's what, yeah.
Or his face is slipping it, yeah. down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that with disparagement.
It doesn't usually happen to people in their 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like someone photoshopped his face onto another person's head, but forgot to like scooch it up a little.
I will say the high forehead thing is like, oh, Oh, this beautiful giant crow. Oh, I love the crows outside my house. They're so huge.
Wow.
And I want them to really scare my cat.
Wow.
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 Skylar says, screen share them. How would one do it? Skylar, how would one? What was I even talking about? I completely oh, foreheads. Yeah. I feel like in the 90s, like having a five head was like a really cool thing. Like it was sort of a weird style. And like it was that's why people did their hair like that to like enunciate. It was like there was this bangs thing going on where like your forehead continued into your hair.
Like a Conan O'Brien thing.
Yeah, yeah, like a Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
You've got really nice red hair right now. It suits.
Yes. Think it suits me, Matt Goley?
I think it's beautiful. Could you have green eyes? Sorry, I left some skin behind.
Oh.
Well, I'm 30, so I start mulching around 32.
Normal 30-year-old stuff. Well, I'm 30, so I'm getting osteoporosis. Which is you get from going to so many music festivals.
I was at the original Lilith Fair.
As a baby.
Yes,
as a baby. I wasn't a roadie.
Right, I should say. Uh-oh, you caught me. Uh-oh. Here's my AARP card.
He's 30, but it's like you could just say you're 30 and leave it and never talk about it. But like instead you just keep trying to add in cultural references that just fuck you over in the end.
I gotta go.
I know you gotta go. Hard any lasting out. Thoughts from this episode, Barrow, that we can talk about while you leave?
I just really hate that they were like men versus women just because the ghost possesses Beverly when they could have just had anyone do it because the episode is ultimately about alien species just like, being parasitic. So I don't know. I'm glad I think we've evolved past that, right?
Yeah, I feel like we've done this episode with other characters in many ways. And like, just because it's Beverly and like there's a love element to it, it's sort of supposed to be feminized and it doesn't really make any sense.
No, I liked it. It reminded me more of a Twilight Zone than a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It also the spooky part.
Mm-hmm.
I like a good sci-fi episode that seems like it's spooky. I love a ghost explained. I love that
yeah,
shit.
I love a ghost explained.
And I love a solo, like a random orgasm in different places. I love that kind of acting. There's the succubus is the female version of a ghost that will come and fuck you in the middle of the night. So I'm just always interested in those things.
That doesn't sound bad.
No.
It's just it's normal. It sounds pretty good.
She comes in the middle of the night.
There's one more thing, and it's that it's not explained that the Howard women are women, but in Scotland, the last name transfers from the male side. So it actually makes no sense that they're the Howard women.
Oh, right. Unless they all married into the same family.
Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Which, it's unusual because they took the first name. They didn't take the duck. They took his first name.
Howard. Which is weird because it should have been Scrooge McDuck. The fucking.
Where do you think I got my green eyes and my bill?
They just like those twirly. All those Howard dogs with the twirly folks.
I'm a Foley artist without my soundboard. Well, Veronica, good luck on your audition, okay? You got to go.
Yeah, good luck.
I have to sob.
You better sob, baby.
Oh, do you have to do some like sob prepping time?
Yeah. I also have to. I only have like a certain amount of times I can do it before I'm like destroyed in my face. And I actually, because the scene starts like in a high, in like a good casual point, and it ends in like me sobbing. So the resetting is virtually impossible.
Right. So you got to get this in one is what you're saying. Okay. She's nodding for the listeners. So
It was for 10 p.m. last night, and I said, like, I'm so busy right now. I have, like, recording podcasts. Can we just, like, ask for an extension? And my agents were like, can you try not? We're entering pilot season, can you try to, like, move your podcasting and all that so that we can have quick turnarounds?
Well, we did. We got some episodes banked.
We're doing it. We're doing it. That's exactly what I'm doing. So I was like, ugh. I hate it when my life collided like that.
I know. Just like, that's tough. Because podcasts still are not or may never be to the point where you can legitimately claim them as an excuse.
I know, but I actually have to. It's so weird.
Me too.
But I do also have to apply for jobs right now. So
yeah. You have to apply?
Well, that's what I'm doing, no?
I guess so.
Auditioning is applying for jobs.
But you have to fill out an application with work experience.
References.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. I was hostess at Chili's.
Yeah, it's a reel of some people I've crossed, like my neighborhood baker and other people who are like, she cool.
Baker.
Matt, thank you so much for being here.
It's good to see you. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, me too. You know, we're neighbors-ish. What?
Where do you live?
On the tennis
court. I'm by the Depp's pond. You know about it?
Yeah, the fly casting pond.
I don't know what you're saying.
They cast all the flies for all the different dead bodies.
Yeah, they apply there. Wait, so you're talking about the Eugene V. Debs Recreational Park?
I'm close to Amara Cafe, which is exactly. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, wow.
The other day I saw a peacock in that park, in that skate park.
Yeah, peacocks come around.
Where are they coming from?
They come from Arcadia. And have you seen any coyotes yet or bobcats?
Yeah. And then I saw like maybe 70 peacocks in the street the other day. It was crazy.
70?
I posted on my Instagram. Okay. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
That'd be better be a notarized tally.
This is the last thing I'm going to do 70. Before I go.
This is, were you with Rain Man?
Look at this. Because. I was so confused. Look at this.
Okay, count like five.
Yeah.
No, you'll see. Look in the background. Look it in the background. Look.
Okay. We're talking 10 tops here, I think.
Look at that clump. This bunch.
Maybe up to 12 here.
Okay.
No, I would say it's in the 50. It could be 40.
There's more. They were like, I was literally surrounded. And then there were some in the trees. They fly like.
Yeah. And if you heard them at like dusk, they'll do that all day for dusk.
Yeah, they're Turkish.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You're Turkish.
A little blah, blah, blah. A little, a little blah, blah. Well, maybe I saw like 30 peacocks.
Okay, 50. We'll compromise. Let's go 38.
Let's go 52. Okay.
30. Do you guys know how to count? Just like bird's eye count?
It was 30, just like me. I counted one for every year I lived on this earth and no more.
Oh my God, this was a dang delight. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Matt, on your application.
Okay, and remember,
thank you.
Do not light that damn candle.
Oh, don't do it.
He just handled a candle like this, and it's lit.
He's just swinging it.
I can't handle a candle.
I gotta go. Bye. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Good luck on her audition.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's been a delight. Now I want to know if you have anything specific you'd like to plug.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Gosh, well, you can
perhaps
check
some
out
outlets in your wall.
Hello.
Hello. Get those lights going.
I plug today. I choose to plug with Gorley and Rust, which is my podcast with Paul Rust, where we began with the Friday the 13th franchise, then Michael Myers and Halloween, then Friday or Nightmare. And now we're onto the Aliens franchise. And, you can get that wherever free podcasts are found or on our Patreon at patreon.com/withGorleyandRust.
So you have a separate Patreon for each podcast, not just a Matt Gorley overall?
No, I wanted to do like a Matt Gorley title. Well, not my name, but like a Patreon where you could put it all under one banner, but you can't do that. So this is the only podcast I have a Patreon for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating.
doesn't
this I love doing podcasts with you, Matt. And same. If I end this show, which I will eventually, maybe I'll try to pitch something that we can do on a semi-recurring basis.
I think that sounds like a delight to me.
I think so too. We
have
to figure it out.
Yeah.
What it is.
Well, we shouldn't hash this out in public. We'll talk about this later.
Yes, I'll convene a press conference where we can discuss it.
Yeah, let's get a committee to find out if it will be a monumental
embarrassment. Well, I'm monumentally embarrassed. It's taken us so long to have you back. So
I'm monumentally just glad to be back.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.